93.3 lives here, bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News. FM News.
Citizens First Youth have advised opposition leader to desist from issuing divisive statements. Livingstone City Council has announced steady progress in the implementation of extended revenue collection hours at Absa Bank. In international news, a Kenyan policeman has appeared in court in connection with a blogger's killing. In sports news, Super Eagles forward Ademola Lookman is in the running for Atlanta's Goal of the Season award.
And now, the Power FM News.
Upfront and reliable news every day, I am Grace Wanji. Citizens First Youth in Central Province have advised opposition leaders across the country to desist from issuing statements that are divisive in nature during this period when the country is mourning former President Dr. Edgar Lungu. Speaking in an interview with Power FM News, Provincial Chairperson Justin Malambo observed that some of the opposition leaders are issuing statements which can cause division in the country.
This is the time which we need to unite as a country and mourn our former president in peace and respect. It's not a time to start pointing fingers at each other. We have observed that some people in the opposition are making statements which are divisive in nature, and the government is trying to respond. It has come to our attention as Central Province youth leaders, and we feel it's important that we advise the government and some opposition leaders to unite and allow the former president to rest in peace for the sake of the family and the Zambian citizens. Because Zambia is bigger than all of us.
Health Permanent Secretary for Technical Services, Dr. Kennedy Lishimpi, says the Ministry of Health remains committed to integrating innovative diagnostics within national tuberculosis TB programs. Dr. Lishimpi was speaking during the launch of the ultrasound pulmonary tuberculosis diagnosis study meeting. He said the ministry is improving health infrastructure and training healthcare personnel to effectively implement new technologies. He applauded Zambert, Kanyama Level 1 Hospital and their partners for the research on point-of-care lung ultrasound technology alongside AI-assisted diagnostics, which aligns with the Ministry of Health's broader strategy to leverage technological advancements for more efficient and accessible healthcare delivery. And consultant pulmonologist and medical ICU led at the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, Dr. Kondulani Mateo revealed that the study aims to discuss the role of ultrasound in the diagnosis of TB and lung ultrasound features that are suggestive of TB while reviewing the accuracy of different lung ultrasound image acquisition protocols and probes for TB diagnosis. He said the findings will answer questions of whether lung ultrasound using AI integration can be incorporated in Zambia's health system. Dr. Mateo added that Kanyama Level 1 Hospital was selected as a study site representing one of the country's highest TB burden areas. The Livingstone City Council, LCC, has announced a steady progress in the implementation of extended revenue collection hours at Absa Bank, which is now operating until 20 hours. In an interview, LCC Public Relations Manager Melvin Mukela said the move was prompted by observations that many vehicle owners were parking and conducting business activities outside the council's normal working hours, making it difficult to enforce payment and parking regulations. Mr. Mukela added that the Council is actively working to strengthen security systems, that is to support the extended hours and ensure the safety of both staff and public during evening transactions. He emphasized that the enhanced security measures will not only protect Council personnel and assets, but also help build public confidence in using banking facilities during late hours for payment related to parking and other services. Mr. Mkela expressed optimism that the initiative will significantly improve revenue collection for the city. He noted that the increased revenue would help the council improve service delivery and invest in infrastructure development across Livingston. Standard Chartered has announced enhancement for its unionized workforce with the successful signing of the 2025 to 2026 salary increment collective bargaining agreement with the Zambia Union of Finance and Allied Workers. This agreement marks the culmination of extensive and cooperative negotiations between Standard Chartered Bank, Zambia PLC, and ZFAO. Unveiled by the CEO of Standard Chartered Bank Zambia during this week's signing ceremony, the agreement includes an 8.5% salary increment and a 20% increase in housing allowance for unionized employees. Additionally, the pay revision includes a 200 kwacha lunch allowance. Speaking at the signing ceremony, Standard Chartered Bank CEO Sunny Zulu expressed his enthusiasm for the new agreement. The CEO also extended his gratitude to ZFAO for their steadfast collaboration within the bank to achieve such outstanding outcomes. The Zambia Union of Finance and Allied Workers Deputy General Secretary Organizing and Recruitment, Christabel Walia, expressed gratitude to the Bank of Zambia for the successful negotiations between the two institutions and urged the bank to continue prioritizing the interests of its employees in all its endeavors. In international news, Tunisian politician Abir Moussi has been sentenced to 2 years in prison after criticizing the legislative electoral process. A prominent critic of Tunisian President Kais Saied, Moussi is head of the right-wing Free Destorian Party and has been detained since 2023. He was charged with attempting to charge the form of government, inciting violence and attacking with the aim of provoking disorder after she tried to submit an appeal against presidential decrees ahead of the local elections. Her sentencing is part of what government critics say is a crackdown on opposition politicians. In April, a Tunisian court sentenced 37 people, including opposition figures, lawyers and human rights defenders, to prison terms ranging from 4 to 74 years following a trial Amnesty International called Prasico. The international rights NGO has called for this verdict to be quashed and the charges against all defendants in the case to be dropped. Still in international news, a Kenyan police officer has appeared in court after being arrested in connection with the killing of a young blogger in police custody. Albert Ojang's death sparked protests in the capital, Nairobi, after doctors refuted a police claim that he had died from self-inflicted injuries caused by hitting his head on a cell wall. Instead, they concluded that it was likely the result of an assault. At least 23 people, including 17 police officers, have been questioned and 5 others removed from active duty while an independent investigation takes place. After his initial court appearance, PC James Mokwana will remain in custody until his bail hearing and is in a week's time. We take a short break and return with sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Gladys from Lusaka is your number one hit station. We bring you the best content Zambia and the continent have to offer. We offer competitive rates to help you grow your business and brand both locally and internationally. Contact marketing on +260 961 690 486. Elevate your business. Power at 1.3 FM Lusaka. Number one hit station. Number one hit station.
Bringing you hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureaus. The Power FM News every day at 0630. 1200 and 1745 hours as we keep you informed.